Aleishu Chelek Beis Shin Tes Vav, the third Vad. The author writes, Rabbah HaMelacha, Lachayos Latzmeinu Lechol HaPachos Mashu, Mi Be'ab Berachoy Shanu Mevachim Bechol Yoyim. Ela Shanu Zorkim Oison Mipinu. It is a tremendous Melacha to bring some life, some vitality to something, to some of the Mem Brachos that we make every day. The problem being that we just tend to just throw them out. The path that we are following, described in the previous two Ve'adim, it's not possible that the exercise that we do in the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon should not also elevate the kavanah that we have in the three brachos that follow it. It will have a knock-on effect, a positive one. Following in this vein, we will try now to practice something additional. With brachos, there's the concept of priorities. Which comes first? If a person is presented with two foodstuffs, one of which is Ho'etz, one is She'akoel, Bo'ire Pri Ho'etz Koidemes, that takes precedence, She'hi Chashuva, She'einah Poiteres Ela Davar Echad, it is more important in that it exempts only one item, that which grows on the tree. This is from Orach Chaim, Reish Yud Aleph, Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah over there. Says the author, Kol Ma She'Berachah Yoseh Mevoireres Yoseh Chashuva. This is a clear indication, and we have many others, that the more specific a bracha is, the more important it is. Hamoitzi uvorei pi hagofen hina chashuvos mikulam. Those two brachos are the most important. Vechulan chashuvos mibikas she'akol she'ikol elezakol. And all the brachos are more important than she'akol, which is the most encompassing, the widest. Hanisayon meid shanu miserarim yosem mibikas she'akol. From experience we know that perhaps the bracha that most stimulates us is davka she'akol. Behaluseinu al hadas ki kol olam kuloy nie bidvaroi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we contemplate the fact that the entire world was created with Hashem's word, yoyser kashel lanu lisorer bevikas ha'moitzi l'chadome. We find it more difficult to be moved by the bracha of ha'moitzi ha'gofen ki kashel lanu litzayer latzmeinu she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamash ha'itzias alechem min ha'oetz. We find it difficult to have a mental image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamash bringing out, causing the bread to emerge from the ground, that particular loaf that I'm about to slice. And that he specifically created this vine. But Chazal specifically gave more importance to the more specific brachos. The point being that these brachos are designed to make us take cognizance of the wonder of the creation of every specific thing, of more specific things as opposed to generalities by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kan yesh makom lislamed. Therefore here there's room to practice, to train ourselves. Naschil bevirkas shehakoil. We begin with the bracha of She'akol, the first three times in the day that we make this bracha, to contemplate well the Meshech Kama Shavuos over a period of a few weeks. So to contemplate this bracha as we recited for the first three times in the day. Afterwards, in the same manner, Gamken zman mimushach, also for an extended period. Contemplate on the fact that every particular instance of a fruit, of a vegetable, has emerged from the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of this process, we reach the bracha of the moitzi, v'nisbonen heitev banusach hanifla, and we contemplate well the wondrous formulation. He causes the bread to emerge from the ground. Al kol ma she'yesh lilmod mizeh, with everything that goes with this. Vaad revi'i. Oid segula nifla'a yeshna bevirkos ha'ne'enim. There's another wondrous property in these brachos. Hein nois nois tam chadash lahana'a atzma. They provide a new taste, a new flavor in the actual benefit or enjoyment. Bo ur'e ma'amar chazal be'alkut shim'oni on tehilim lamedalad. The pasuk in Tehilim Lamedalad reads, Ta'amu ur'u kitov Hashem. Taste and see that Hashem is good. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu evei mekayem kol ha-mitzvois shenosati lecha b'Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fulfill all the mitzvahs that I gave you. Im ochalta mipirei sa'aretz umin ha'ilan, if you eat a vegetable or a fruit, hevei mevarech alehen. Recite a bracha, she'im ochalta velo yverachta, if you eat without a bracha, ata goyzel es ha-pirois ve'es'ilan ve'es'aretz. You are deemed to be robbing, stealing these fruits, the tree, the ground, ulemishu megadlan, and the one who grew them. However, v'im ochal adam uverach, if a person makes the bracha, hu mamlich leboyre'an, he enthrones, he coronates the one who created them. Hevei ta'amur kitov Hashem. That's encompassed in these words, taste and see. In the commentary, Zayis Ra'anan, on the Elkut Shimoni, which was written by the Magen Avraham, it's the same Magen Avraham that we're familiar with, he said he wrote a commentary, Zayis Ra'anan. Kol mitzvois perush, im berachta al kol davar, ke'ilu ata mekayim kol mitzvois. So the Magen Avraham says, in that first statement of the Midrash, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu hevei mekayim kol mitzvois. That term kol mitzvois means, if you make a bracha on everything, it's as if you fulfilled all the mitzvois. Says the author, Gam kan nikru ha-berachos kol ha-mitzvois, k'moi b'yosha menal. We find again that we refer to the brachos as kol ha-mitzvois, like we had in the second Vad, when we quoted Yerushalmi in brachos perek vav. There also, mitzvois was like a term for brachos. Ve'al pi perush ha-zayis ra'anan nir'eshu. Once again, we say according to his perush, ki mea brachos, that enactment of Chazal to recite 100 brachos a day, hen derech pratis li'ashamayim. They are a particular and specific path to Yiras Shamayim, b'makbil da derech haklalis shetayag mitzvahis, which is parallel to the general path of the Taryag mitzvahis. V'inei kol inyan ha-brachos shepershu Chazal kan, hu hakdama lefasuk ta'amur kitov Hashem. The concept of brachos that Chazal explained over here is like an introduction, to the pasuk ta'amu or kitav Hashem. Hevei yomer, al yedei ha-beracha yecholim lit'oim tovo yizbarach b'prish enini mimenu. Through the bracha, one can taste Hashem's goodness in the fruit that one is enjoying. Kol hana'a v'atam ha-miyuchad shela. Every pleasure and its particular taste. Im ochlim beli beracha in kalele ma'achal tov. If a person eats without a bracha, then all you have is a tasty dish. That's all. Ha'eva ha-mevarech v'mamlich es ha-boireh. A person who makes the bracha and thereby coronates the Creator, Melech Ha'olam, whom is boinen ki kodshei shamayim ochel, he contemplates on the fact that this is kodshei shamayim, as we emphasized in the previous ve'adim, that it's considered me'ilah without a bracha, it's all kodshei shamayim, so he focuses on the fact that he's eating kodashim, v'serch kedei suboinenu zohu to'em es ma'achaloyim, through this reflection, he tastes the food, hu to'em mamash es tuvoiz bach b'anasei. He's adding an additional strand, additional flavor, which is Hashem's goodness. Umisvasefes lo emuna v'akaras chasdo yizborach b'chol hana'a sh'unene min ha'olam. He adds emuna and recognition of Hashem's chesed with every taste that he tastes, every pleasure that he has from the world. Hamisragel k'tzas shelo lizorok b'chol mipiv. A person who becomes a little bit accustomed not to just mumble some syllables almost inaudibly under his breath, Yeragil bechach, he will become accustomed to this. Shebechol hana'a b'olam yish gam ta'am ruchani shuta'im ba. That in every pleasure in the world there's also a spiritual taste to it. V'das l'navoi nokel. It's obvious. It follows with, obviously, that ilu haya adam mevarech mea v'rachos b'yim b'chavana. If a person would recite 100 b'chos a day with kavana, v'al yedei zah yad to'im v'ro'e tuv Hashem mea p'amim b'yim b'chol hana'a yisrael. And through this, he would taste and see the goodness of Hashem 100 times a day in all the pleasures that he gets. Kama kedusha, kama emuna, kama hakaroi se yamashich al atzmoi. How much kedusha he would extend upon himself? How much emuna? How many recognitions and insights he would obtain? V'cham yiras shamayim asem isvasefes of kol yoyim. And how much yiras shamayim he would add every day? Harei ze mamash kilu mekayim kol ha-mitzvois. We see what Chazal used the term mitzvois as a synonym for the brachois, because it's as if he's fulfilled all the mitzvot through this. Hava nislamed baze lemaase. Let's try this in practice. Let's practice this. Nenase litoim tam ruchani bapri sheberachnu alav kama pa'amim bayom. To try and taste, to savor a spiritual taste in the pri upon which we made the brach a few times a day. That's the exercise. K'moy b'chol inyan m'inyanei avodah, like any inyan in the concepts of avodah that you deal with, nitzterech l'islamit b'ze ezo tkufat shenagish mashu. It'll take a while until we sense anything at all. Take a while to get into this. Ad shelevasof netzlech l'kayem mashu, until eventually we manage to fulfill literally ta'amu uru kitov Hashem, to taste and see and to feel in it the goodness of Hashem. V'rabas to'eles y'islam dus azes. This exercise has much benefit. Vad Chamishi. Ha'esek besugya didan movil osanu mo'imek lo'imek. Involvement in our sugya leads us from one depth to another. Acharei kol ma shenizbarer kvar, after everything we've already explained, nigash achshav li'inyan amoik me'oid, we now approach a very deep concept, hatamun bivikas ha'ne'inin, which is hidden in the brachois of pleasure. V'hu beramban, it's going to come from the Ramban, be'inyan ha'nisen mizar'oi le'moylech, regarding the concept of one who gives of his progeny to Moilech, shekasu bo in Parshas Kedoshim leman tamei es mikdoshi, that this causes a tum'ah of mikdoshi ulchalel es shem kodshi. V'zul lashon Ramban. The Ramban is going to start quoting Rashi. Rashi's problem is with the word mikdoshi, because whoever gives mizar oil Moilech, the pasuk says leman tamei es mikdoshi. What does it have to do with the mikdash at all? This is nothing literally to do with the mikdash. That's a problem that motivates Rashi, and the Ramban quotes him leman tamei es mikdoshi leshon Rashi es kneses Yisrael shei mekudeshesli. Here mikdash does not mean the temple; it's a reference to kneses Yisrael, which is sanctified to me. So the person who gives of his progeny to Moilech, he's metamei kneses Yisrael. Says the Ramban, I've already hinted to this fact. How Knesset Yisrael, which is sanctified to Hashem's name, can become defiled through one person who does a chait. Chazal hinted to this in Midrashim. Chazal said that anyone who derives benefit from this world without a bracha, it's as if he's robbed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael, shenemar, quotes a pasuk, goizel avi v'imoi v'chule. The pasuk speaks about somebody who robs his father and mother, and Chazal tell us, en aviv ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben imoi la Knesset Yisrael. Aviv, reference to Hashem, and imoi, reference to Knesset Yisrael. Chaveru l'ish mashchis, the pasuk goes on, this is a person who's associated, he's close to corrupting, destroying person. Chaveru l'irov'am ben nevat, he's considered to be like a colleague of that king. Shecheti es Yisrael avim shebashamayim. He caused Bnei Yisrael to separate and to sin. Ki ha-cheifetz ba-yetzirah. Because, says Ramban, the whole desire in the creation, the objective of creation, shivarchu alea lishmoy ha-gadoil, that they should make brachois upon it, to Hashem's name, misham yekiyu moylam. And from there comes really the sustenance of the world. If they don't make brachois, then the Shechina distances itself from Israel. Although also when he offers the fruit, this time the fruit of the womb, the child, lamoylech. Says the author, "Hachayfetz b'yetzira shivarchu alei lishma gadol." He's quoting the Ramban that we just saw. The objective of the creation is to make brachois to Hashem. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu zakuk levirkasenu. It goes without saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a brachois. Achu ekim asa yetzira al maskoines zoi. Nonetheless, he established this universe on this format, on this basis. Shenosan b'yadenu lo yisif koch u'gvora b'famila shemala. He gave it into our hands. He established the system in such a way that it's in our hands, in our power, to add power to the divine entourage. V'chach mefurash b'teilim sameches. Tenu oiz le'ilokim, the pasuk says, give strength to Hashem. Al Yisrael gavasev uze b'shechokim, noira Elohim imikdashecha, el Yisrael unesen oiz v'sa'atzom oiz la'im baruch Elohim. says author, Oleinu lases oiz l'ashgacha iluna. This is based on Chazal. Chazal said this explicitly, that it is up to us to give strength to the Ashgacha. We are the ones, there's a certain connecting, and the Ramchal speaks about this in great detail. There's a whole system of connections between us and the Ilam above, and it is up to us to give strength to the Ashgacha. Ki bazeh al Yisrael ga'avasei. Av shebevadai uzeh izbar bashchakim, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength is up in the heavens. Achu izbar nusan oiz v'sa'at sumois le'am Yisrael shem yivarchu oisoi. He made it again in such a way that the actions of Am Yisrael over here give strength to the Hashgacha above. Kach ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how he wished it to be. Zoi avoida senu, that's avoida, uvazeh yeschareinu. That's how Hashgacha is determined. Another example, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, כנראה הכהן הגדול האחרון לפני החורבן, seems to be the final כהן גדול before the חורבן, נכנס בימי הכיפורים לפני ולפנים, he entered הקודש הקודשים, ואמרה לו השכינה, ישמעאל בני בורחני, והוא נשן ברכה, and he gave a ברכה, ומשם אנו לומדים, from there we learned the concept, שלא יתהה ברכס הדיוט קלה בעיניך, don't take the ברכה והדיוט lightly, even the ברכה of a regular person is great, because of course the Kohen Gadol vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hedyot. This is in Bechois on Daf Zayin. The author continues, Lehavanas inyan yesh lo das, to understand this we need to know, ki yeduo yislanu shtei hanhagois b'hashgacha iluna. There are two basic modes of the Hashgacha. Two basic modes. He'aras panim ve'hester panim. Be'he'aras ha'panim t'munois kol ha'bechois v'hatzlachois. He'aras ha'panim are inherent. All blessings, all success. Like we say, Ki ve'oir panecha nasat alon Hashem elokeinu toras chayim ve'ahavas chesed utzaka uvarcha ve'rachamim chayim v'shalom. All of that comes be'oir panecha. Ve'ha'ester panim u'amakol lechol ha'tzarois ve'agzeroi shebo'olam. Whereas ester panim is a source for all calamities, all trouble, all travail in the world. Va'anoichi haster astir panamem ve'hayu le'echoil, says Hashem. I will hide my face from them, they will be consumed. The pasuk in Vayelech. Eizo hanhaga shaletes ba'olam tolui b'maasenu. Which mode is operating depends on us. That determines the switch as to which hanhaga is operating. Herchev biur b'inyan timtza b'das tvonos d'amrchal. Ramchal explains this in great detail. Kol ma she'anachnu makirim yoseh saborim v'rachim yoseh. The more we know, recognize the Creator, the more we make brachois, the more intimate those brachois, anu mamshichim al olam he'aras panam yisborach. We draw onto the world he'aras panim. The more we recognize him in this world, the more we draw that he'aras panim on the world. Mi she'eino mevarech ve'eino makir, the one who does not recite a bracha, does not recognize Hashem in that pleasure, in that activity. Ve'af nesen lo la'moylech, that's the extreme case of it, to give of his progeny to moylech, goyrem hester panim bo'ilam. What he causes is Hashem's withdrawal from the world. She'azeh istalkus ha'shechina mi'Yisrael kilshon ha'Ramban. The Ramban puts it in those terms of the Shechina withdrawing from Israel. The bottom line, Bechoyach ha-berachois u-lafoch hester panim le-haras panim. That's what the Ramban is teaching over here. It is the power of brachois to transform hester panim to he'aras panim. Mi she'enu mevarech goyzel la-kadosh baruch hu le-knes Yisrael se-bracha. That's how Chazal put it. We're not making up this terminology. A person doesn't make a bracha, is robbing HaKadosh Baruch Hu le-knes Yisrael of that bracha. It is the power of the Jew to give strength to refuel the Shekhinah, to refuel the Hashgacha. Ki al Yisrael gavase izborach. That's how the pasuk puts it. Ki v'yachol es oifen Hashgacha elino yifkid b'dayak lal Yisrael. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed the mode of Hashgacha elino, again, whether it will be hester panim or haras panim, in the hands of Klal Yisrael. Hagur Ariyeh b'kdoishim, the Gur Ariyeh, the Maharal in Parshas Kedoshim, mefereshu gozel es ha'pri. He's stealing the fruit, uchmoisoy mefereshu b'yalkut shevenu b'vad ha'revi'i, similarly like we saw in the previous vad, ve'elu ve'elu de ve'elu kim chayim, it's the same explanation. Ve'zehu pirush tevaz baruch, this is really the meaning of the term baruch. Atau mekoir kol ha'berachois, as we recognize Hashem as the source of all brachois. V'hiratzen sh'tisrabeh ha'shpa'ascha bo'ilam, we wish that your influence in the world should increase, k'day sh'nekir oscha Yisrael, so that we can know you even more. V'al derech zoi hu mevo'ar b'nefesh achim b'sha'a sheni. This is how Rav Chaim Volozhin explains. Adayin rabba ha'avodah sh'lefanenu. We have much work to do in this area. Me'ata nislamed lechaven heitev b'teivas baruch. What we exercise now is to concentrate well, to understand well the word Baruch, as we just explained it, Kama Pamim Bayom, a few times a day. Ad Asher Yishev BeLibeinu, until it settles in the heart. Like we said, Mekor Kol HaBerachos, may it be a world that your influence spreads so that we know you even more. Kedai Likbo Islamdus Zoyim Bevekas Asher Yotzar. It is appropriate to associate this particular exercise with the bracha Asher Yatzar, Asher Banu Mogalim B'Miuchad Lezorka Mipinu, which is especially neglected, especially just mispronounced, Af She Nimtzeim Bah Inyanim Gedolim, even though there are tremendous inyanim in this bracha. Ma Sheyesh Le'orer B'Bracha Zoy, a full discussion of this bracha yavo b'Shar Gimel, Perek Aleph, B'Vaad Hasheni. Devarim Gedolim V'Amukim Matzalim B'Vekos Anenin. We found great and deep things in these brachos. Lu yetzuyar shemishu yetzlech lechaven me'ap pam b'yom b'vracha. If we can imagine that a person should succeed to have proper kavanah 100 times a day, haroi be'emesu niyan yirei shamayim. He truly becomes a yirei shamayim. U'magam im tamin mechavanim b'chol b'chos. If this goes further, and one has always kavanah in b'chos, how much more so? V'haga b'atzbecha. Consider, think for yourself. 100 b'chois a day, or 36,500 b'chois in a year. We can't imagine the magnitude of the benefit that a person can harvest if one doesn't just throw out, spit out the bracha. How tremendous is the loss if a person makes so many brachos without attention. So much that a person loses in Yirat Shamayim. How many names of Hashem are uttered without any kavana? It's a tremendous avoider to recite 100 brachos every day when a person wants to say it with his boinenus. That's a phrase from Chazal. Not every mind is capable of this. It's not for everyone. Even if a person manages 10 with contemplation, with thought, one cannot imagine how much bracha a person extends upon himself and upon the world through these 10 brachos. The one who recites a bracha extends bracha upon himself. He becomes blessed himself. Adkan.